Well, Joe's drowned. The river's a natural place for a drowned man to be, don't you think?
The river's no good, Tiny. You never know when a guy's going to turn up and embarrass you.
Yeah, that's right. How about the lake?
No, that's not fair to sailors and their girls out in the boats. Maybe we ought to take them back out in the country and dump them down a well. Yeah. Yeah, that's it, a well.
Well, Frank says we ought to dump Joe somewhere in the city where nobody will know him. And when Frank Corton says something, we do it, don't you think?
Sure, but let's not make it the river. Too many patrol boats these days, and they got cops watching the lake, too.
Hey, wait a minute, Smitty.
Huh?
I got the perfect place to dump that body. Yeah, and what a joke it's going to be on Frank.
Well, Mary, here we are. Last stop, all out.
Thanks for the taking me shopping, Blackie. When my car is fixed, I'll take you sometime.
Well, let's not make it as early as this, though, huh?
Oh.
I don't mind getting out at 9 in the morning for you, but I'd just as soon not do it for myself.
You're just selfish, that's all. What are your plans for today?
Well, for one thing, there was a robbery and a murder last night. I heard it on the radio after you woke me up with that phone call.
Well, that means you're going to see Inspector Faraday?
That means I am not going to see the good inspector. I'm keeping away from police cases if I can. Especially as you and I have a 2 o'clock appointment this afternoon. The matinee,
oh,
remember?
Oh, Blackie, I'd forgotten all about that. We'll have to change the tickets for later in the week.
Why?
I promised Aunt Martha I'd take my niece to the zoo today.
Well, it's only 10 o'clock. It doesn't take all day to look around a zoo, does it?
Oh, I know, but little Helen wants to watch the sea lions being fed. And their feeding time is until 2:30.
What am I doing now, playing second fiddle to a bunch of fish-eating sea lions?
All right, be jealous if you want to. But you'll have to admit a sea lion has awful cute whiskers. You don't have to shave for 2 days, and I'll take Helen to see you. How's that?
Don't you ever miss watching me toss fish to the sea lions, Mr. Horton?
Wouldn't miss it for the world, Sam. Hey, Barco really had a jump for that one, didn't he?
Nah, he didn't have to. Big Barco just likes to show off. Here, watch what happens when I throw him this one.
He almost gobbled up little Junior going for that one.
With sea lions, fish come first and children later. Watch Daisy go for this.
Oh, bad throw. You made Daisy die for that one.
You think she doesn't love that? She got a big laugh from the crowd. I'm surprised she doesn't rear up and take a bow.
Hey, the kids sure go for the sea lions, don't they?
Yeah.
Look at them all. Hey, there's an awfully cute little tot. The one with that pretty girl over there by the rail?
That pretty girl is Mary Wesley. Know who she is?
No, who?
Boston Blackie's girl, that's who. The little doll's her niece. Brings her here every once in a while. Well, here's the last fish for the sea lions.
Throw this one to Barco, but make him go a long way for it.
Right. Here she goes.
That's my boy Barco did that. Went halfway across the pool for that one and gave his fans a splashing, too. He's some performer, that Barco.
If he's ever missing, I'll know where to find him in your bathtub.
Well, I guess the fun's over for today. Hey, what's the matter?
I don't know. Hey, Mr. Horton, look at the edge of the pool there.
Huh?
There's a body floating in the water.
All right, Parker, get that crowd back and make it stay back. We gotta have room to operate. What's with the body, Connor?
He's dead. He's going to stay dead, Inspector Faraday.
I know that much. What can you tell me about him?
Well, I say this fellow's been dead at least 12 to 14 hours, maybe 16.
Oh. In that case, he died sometime between 10 last night and 2 this morning.
Right.
This zoo was locked up at 8 at night. It isn't open again till 8 the next morning. What did this guy sneak in here to commit suicide for? Or didn't he?
I guess so. He died by drowning. Suicides go to crazy lengths to kill themselves sometimes, Inspector.
Yeah.
You know who this fellow is?
No, no identification on him. All we found on him was a gun. I sent it to the lab for tests.
Yeah?
I just wonder if this is the guy I'm looking for.
You mean the man who held up that warehouse safe and killed that guard yesterday?
I mean just that. He knew we were going to nab him sooner or later, so he turned yellow to beat the chair. They're all yellow, these tough guys with guns.
Hello, Faraday.
Oh, hello, Blackie. I'm glad to... Blackie, what are you doing here?
Well, it's a long story, Faraday. Where do you want me to begin?
At the end. Now, go away. I got work to do.
And no brain to do it with.
What'd
this guy do? Jump in the sea lion's pool?
Yeah, but why?
Maybe he likes fish.
Maybe I don't like you. What do I mean, maybe? Blackie, for the first and the last time, beat it.
Oh, please, now, Inspector Faraday.
Miss Wesley, you too.
Yes, me.